Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Daled. We are starting the ninth line at the two dots. And in the Vilna Tzuras Hadaf, it's Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the 12th line in the middle of the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Shadav Aliyah. And the Gemara says, Kaihein Maushe Tamal Chvoid Rabbi. Is a kohen allowed to become tamei? Does he have a chiv to become tamei for the kavod of his rebbe? Now we know that midiraisa, a kohen is only allowed to be matamei to one of the 7 immediate relatives: father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or spouse. But what about his rebbe? Does he become tamei to his rebbe muvak who passes away? And the idea behind this is that the relationship between a rebbe and talmid might even be greater than a father and a son. So the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yana Zeira, he was a kohen, damech chamai, his father-in-law passed away. Hu have a chamai, v'hu haya rabbe. Not only was he his father-in-law, but he was also his Rebbe Muvak. Shaul Rabbi Yasi asked Rabbi Yasi, should he be matamid to his father-in-law who was his Rebbe? Vasar Leani asked it to him. However, this is only misafik. Now Shomer Rav Acha heard this, Vimar, and he said, Yitamulay Talmidov, his Talmidim should become Talmid to him, because Rav Acha was 100% certain that a Talmid who is a Kain should be matamid to his Rebbe. Now Rabbi Yasi, Nitmulay Talmidov, when Rabbi Yasi passed away, his Talmidim who were Kaihanim, they were matamid to him, the Achlu Basar Rashasu Yayin, and they ate meat and they drank wine before the Kavura. Now Ramon, Ramana asked them, Chadim Intarti Loi Paltas Lachain, one of two you haven't escaped from, meaning you did one of two things wrong. If you really avelim, lama chaltam basar, lama shisim yain. Why did you eat meat? Why did you drink wine? V'meinatem es ablim, and if you're not keeping dini avelos, lama netemesim. So why did you become tamei to him? Now the reason why Rav Mana didn't tell them definitely you did the following thing wrong is because he was also misupik whether or not a talmud should be tamei to his rebbe. Now the Gemara is asking, does a kohen become tamei lechavad atayra? Now the gear that we're going to be using is not lechavad tayra, but letalmud tayra, which means is a kohen not becoming Tamei more important than learning Torah? Should he stop learning Torah in order not to become Tamei Mace? So we have a story about this. Rabbi Yosef Havi Yosef Masni, Rabbi Yosef was sitting and teaching, but all Mesa, and a Mesa was about to be brought into the Beis Medrash. Now, Mandanofak Le, Loy Amr Le Klum, the ones that left the Beis Medrash because they didn't want to become Tamei, he didn't tell them anything. And Manda Yosef Le, the one that remained sitting, Loy Amr Le Klum, he didn't tell them anything. He was Mesopic, does learning Torah override the Isser of a kohen becoming Tamei? Now, another story about this from Nechomi Abreid Rabchi Bar Abba Amar, he said, Abba, my father, who is a kohen, loy hava avar techayis kipasa de kesarin, he wouldn't go under the kippa, under the arch of Kesaria. Now he means that even if one of the gedolim died, he would not be metametim to the extent that when walking along with the levaya, he wouldn't even pass under the archway that the mace would be brought through. Now going under this archway is a halacha that has to do with the Mishnah and multiple gemaras. When there's a mace in a house, the tuma fills the house, that's called tumas oil, and it's also metame anything which is in the pesach, the opening that the mace is going to be brought through. So for example, if the mace will be brought through the front door, something on the outside of the door but still within the frame is tamei. Now since Rav Nechumi's grandfather knew that the mace would be brought through a particular gate underneath this particular kippah, this archway, he didn't go through it, even though the mace hadn't yet been brought through there. Now we're going to use the following gears of the Gemara. Rav Ami Avar, Rav Ami would go through. And seemingly the machlokes between Rav Ami and Abba is whether or not a kayin is allowed to become tamei mace in order to be able to learn Torah. So Rav Ami would go straight through so that he could learn Torah, and Abba wouldn't go through, he would go around so as not to become tamei. Now story about this. Rav Chizkia, Rav Kayin, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Havim Etailin Be'ilin Paltiyusa de Tzipairi, they were walking along the open area of Tzipairi. According to the Charedim, they were in the middle of a Leviah for an Adam Gadol. But Higil Kippa, they reached the archway, Upirish Rav Kayin. Rav Kayin, he separated himself, he left, he didn't want to go under the archway because he didn't want to become Tameh. So Higil Makam Tahar, they got to a place which is Tahar, V'chazar Atzlan, and he went back to them. So Amar Lain, he asked them, B'ma Askin, what were you involved in? What was the Tahar that you were talking about? Obviously, they didn't walk more than Dalat Amos without Shmuzing and Tyra. They want to know what Divrei Tyra they were in the middle of talking about. What was the Sugya? Now, Lam and Dalat Amos based on top, Amr Reb Chizkiel, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Reb Chizkiel told Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Loi Seymer Lei Klum, don't tell him anything. Don't tell him what we were talking about. But now the Gemara tells us that's for one of two reasons. In Mishum de Bayesh Lei de Parash, Shematamal de Talmud Tyra, Loi Yadin. Loi Yadin means we don't know. So we don't know if the reason why Reb Chizkiel told Reb Yaakov Bar Acha not to tell him anything is because he was Bayesh. He was upset that he left them because he, Reb Chizkiel, holds that really he should become Tamei for Talmud Torah. And that's the reason why Reb Chizkiel said, don't say anything. Or, ve'in mishum dahava taison lo yadin. We don't know if it's because it was taison. It was a very long drawn out sugya. They were in the middle of the sugya, and to have to go back to the beginning to repeat the whole sugya would have been a very big schlep. It would have been very difficult. So maybe that's the reason why Reb Chizkiel told Reb Yaakov Bar Acha not to tell Rav Kayin anything. And now we continue talking about the Isra of a Kayin becoming Tamei Meis. Now the following is about a Toma Drabanon. There's a Gezeira on Chutzla Aretz called Tomas Eretz Ha'amim. Since when Goyim bury their dead, they don't mark where the kever is. So there's a chashash that just about anywhere one walks in Chutz La'aretz, there might be a kever. So that's why we have this tumah called Eretz Ha'amim, that there's a tumah d'rabbanon on all of Chutz La'aretz. That means technically a kohen should not be allowed allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. But now we're going to see a number of exceptions to this rule. Tanu, we have a brayso, mitma kain v'yotzei chutz la'aretz. A kain could become tamei and go to chutz la'aretz. For what reasons? L'dinei mamonos u'l'dinei nefashos. If he has to be involved in a dinei mamonos case or a dinei nefashos case, u'l'kiddush ha'chodesh, k'tibi m'kaddush l'chodesh. If Bezdin is outside of Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason, and there be m'kaddush l'chodesh there, and he has to be involved in that, so he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. U'l'ibur shana, in order to be involved in extending the year, adding another month. L'hatzel sadim in a guy, in order to save a field from a guy. This is referring to a guy who stole his field in Eretz Yisrael, and the only way to get it back is to go to the Gaisha courts in Chutz La'aretz, so he's allowed to do so. Vafilu litar, even to protect his field, meaning in order to prevent the guy from taking his field in the first place. Yetz va'ayr alayo, he's allowed to go out and be ma'ayr and bring up issues that are regarding his field, so that the guy doesn't take it. Furthermore, v'lil my tyra, he's allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to learn tyra, v'lisa isha, and to marry a woman. Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh lo me'echa lomoid al yitame. If he has a place where he can learn in Eretz Yisrael, there's a good yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so he shouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz and become tame to learn. Rabbi Yaisi says, afilu yesh lo me'echa lomoid tyra. Even if he has a place to learn tyra, there's yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Yitame, he could leave Eretz Yisrael and become tame. Shalom me'akol adam zaycha lomoid, because a person isn't zaycha to learn from everyone, and if he feels he's going to be successful learning by this Rebbe in Chutz La'aretz, so he's allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael to learn by that particular Rebbe. And similarly, Amru Alva Yosef HaKayin, they said about Yosef HaKayin, Shahayim Matame V'yotei Acha Rabbi Litzidon, that he would be Matame and go out after his Rebbe in Sidon. Sidon is considered outside Eretz Yisrael, and he would leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Sidon to learn from his Rebbe. Now this is all in regards to Talmud Torah, Aval Amru, but they said, Al Yetei Kayin L'Chutz La'aretz, a Kayin should not go to Chutz La'aretz, Elim Kayin Hivtichu Lai Isha, unless they promised him a wife. Meaning leaving Eretz Yisrael for Talmud Torah and for a wife is different. In regards to a Kayin marrying a woman, we're a little bit more machmir, and we say he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael unless he knows for sure that he has a wife over there. How does he know for sure? So it could be they sent him a letter promising him a wife, or they sent him a verbal message, but either way it has to be that he knows for sure that there's a wife waiting for him there, and only then he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Maushe Tame Kayin L'Nesias Kapayim. What about a Kayin becoming Tame to do Nesias Kapayim, to do Berchos Kayhanim? There's a mace in Shul, and if he walks into Shul to do Berchos Kayhanim, he's going to become Tame. Now we know that there's a mitzvah Sasei Dai Raisa for a Kayin to do Nesias Kapayim, so perhaps that overrides the Isra of him becoming Tame. So the Gemara brings a story, Magbila, Achaid Rav Abba Bar Kayin, Amar Kume Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Acha. Magbila, who is the brother of Rav Abba Bar Kayin, he said in front of Rav Yosi, in the name of Rav Acha, Mitma Kayin L'Nesias Kapayim, a Kayin is allowed to become Tame in order to do Nesias Kapayim. Now Shom Rav Acha heard this, Vimar, and he said, Anoli Amr Slei Klom, I never said anything like that to him. But now Chazav for Amar, Rav Acha went back and said, Oy Dilma Loi Shama Minai, Ella, it could be that he only heard the following from me. Kai demai Rav Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rebbe Elazar, that which Rav Yehuda ben Pazi said in the name of Rebbe Elazar, kol kain shu amir beis haknesses, any kain which is standing in shul, ve'enu nosias kapav, and he doesn't do nosias kapayim, over ma'aseh, he's over nasei. Now, I definitely said that. V'safar meimer, and he, Magbila, thought to say, based off of that, shemitzus haseh, doichel emitzus lois haseh, that the aseh of birchus kaihanim is doichel the lois haseh of not becoming tamei meis, and therefore a kain should become tamei meis in order to do nosias kapayim. However, ano loy amr slay klom, I never said anything like that to him, and I sune, I would like him to be brought over here, v'ano al kune, and I'm going to give him malchus for saying something over my name that I never said. Now, another story about this, Rabavo hava Yosef masni b'knishta madudasa b'kesarin. Rabavo was sitting and teaching in the knishta madudasa, in the great synagogue of Kesaria, v'hava taman mesa, and there was a mace in the shul. Now, he wasn't actually in the shul, he was outside in the courtyard of the shul, but inside the shul is where the mace was. Itas onsa d'nesias kapayim, it was time to do Nesias Kapayim, but they didn't ask him, meaning his Talmidim, who were Kaihanim, didn't ask him, should we go inside to do Nesias Kapayim? Itas ansa de Michla, but then it came time for them to eat, and then the Kaihanim asked him, are we allowed to go into Shul to eat? It's mealtime now. So Amrulayin, he told them, on Nesias Kapayim, in regards to Nesias Kapayim, Berchus Kaihanim, which is a mitzvah to say Dairaisa, you didn't ask me if there's a heter for you to go into Shul and do Nesias Kapayim. Well, Michla Shiltonli, but in regards to eating, that you're asking me if you're allowed to go into Shul and become Tummy in order to eat, Kivin the Shaman Kane, once they heard this, Havakol Chad V'Chad Shava Garmeva Arak. Each one went backwards and he ran away, and they went back to learning, they went back to Seder, because they were a little bit embarrassed about the situation. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about when a Kayin's allowed to become Tameh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.